Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Smashy Business Show. Today is September 13th, 2024. It is Friday. The weekend is upon us. My name is Hindal Dah, and I'm here with my co-host, Abdulmajid Awan. How are you, Abdulmajid?
All good. How are you?
I'm good. Any weekend plans?
Yeah. Sleeping, trying to sleep.
Yes.
The whole weekend.
Mm-hmm. So for this week, we had a lot of business news. And today, especially, we're going to cover four main stories. So we have got Dubai's Hala Taxi gets WhatsApp booking, and Podio introduced across UAE taxis. Hub 71 welcomes 21 new startups. Majid Al-Fatayim launches Auda returnship program. And Etihad Airways eyes IPO by 2025. So first off, let's get into some taxi news. So Hala Taxi, which is a Dubai-based taxi, which also operates in Ras Al Khaimah, is introducing a WhatsApp booking platform only in Dubai. And this will make it very, very simple for anybody to hail a taxi only through WhatsApp. It's just a matter of sending a hi text message on WhatsApp to the official number. And it's available 24/7. And so you just send hi to 800 Hala Taxi to start the booking process. And then the chatbot will request your location to book an official ride. And then it will also give you real-time updates as to, you know, to track when your taxi is coming. So it's a good...
Yeah, that's a very good thing because we've seen that when the season comes, when there's a lot of tourists coming in, hailing a taxi becomes nearly impossible because if you order it from Kareem, which are partners with Hala Taxi, it takes 10, 15 minutes.
Yes.
Sometimes the riders cancel it because the place that you're going to is like 5 minutes away. So they don't want a shorter ride, they want a longer ride. So there's a lot of things that happen. Everyone who uses taxi in the UAE and especially in Dubai knows about it. I've used taxi in Abu Dhabi, that they're very, there's no less traffic. So every taxi rider is like, okay, I'll take you there, wherever you want, like 2 minutes away even. But in the way, a lot of people face a lot of problems in the mornings. Usually in the mornings when you're at Business Bay or when you're at the Silicon side, usually you don't get a taxi from the Business Bay metro station because usually people are going in towards Business Bay. And since there's a lot of traffic, people don't want to go, the taxi drivers don't want to take you there. I've seen that problem personally. That is why I'm telling you this.
They just avoid the area altogether.
So even if you book a Kareem, whatever you do, it's nearly impossible to get a taxi there to go inside. If you put in your location outside of Business Bay, they'll happily take you.
And the fact that it's on WhatsApp makes it just so simple because most people use WhatsApp as their main messaging app.
Yeah.
And it's so easy to just write a hi and then send your, you know, your location details and everything.
But the good thing is that you'll get all the updates that you get on your Kareem app through the WhatsApp. So where you're going, your fare, you can rate them on WhatsApp. So it'll be a very easy one-stop shop where you can do everything through your WhatsApp, from hailing a ride to getting off the ride. So it's a good thing, a good initiative to streamline the process. That's what I always think about Dubai and UAE. Whenever they see a problem, they try to streamline it, make it easier, remove the middle steps. Like if there's a 7-step procedure, they'll bring it down to 5 and then try to bring it down to 2 or 3. So this is a very good step. Let's see. Hopefully, we'll see some feedback from people also. And we'll report on that also.
Yeah. And another taxi news in Dubai, or sorry, across all the Emirates, actually. So the taxis across the UAE are partnering with Podio, which is a podcast platform in the MENA region. And they're launching their exclusive distribution channel with Binary Media. On their taxis, in their taxis, and which means, can you tell us more about the story?
So in-cab connected TV, ICTV, it's run by Binary Media. So Podio has partnered with them now, and when you sit in a taxi now across the UAE, if you have a TV in front of you, you can listen to podcasts on Podio. Podio is a Lebanese-founded podcast platform where we are also there. Smashy Business Show is also
there.
So
if you're ever in a taxi with one of these TVs, you can always listen to the podcast.
Yeah, Smashy Business
Podcast. And your long rides.
Yeah, and a good case scenario, there's other podcasts on Podia as well. It is one of the largest and the one of the fastest growing podcast network that originated from the MENA region. So you can listen to a lot of podcasts in Arabic and English.
English as well,
both
of
languages.
Course.
And most importantly, a lot of podcasts for a lot of things, not only business news, but do listen to business news. It's good. Listening to business news in the morning. Usually people take taxis in the morning or evening.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to listen to whatever happened throughout the day, listen to
it
in the evening.
Yeah, it's good to catch up.
Yeah, it's good to catch up.
On today's
and we give a lot of good news.
Mm-hmm.
Self-promotion. Self-promotion.
Moving on to our second story of the day, Hub 71 welcomes 21 new startups. So Hub 71 is an Abu Dhabi-based
global tech system. It's basically a set of space, funding, people. It's like a place where you go and if you're a startup, you would want to meet people who mm-hmm. just walk in and like people who have money and walk in, their investors, VCs, they usually come there. So they've created a whole ecosystem where if you register with them and be a part of Abu Dhabi's Hub 71.
Mm-hmm.
You can easily gain access to people which are not available that easily.
Right.
So they're always coming there. There's programs, there's workshops happening there.
Which will really benefit the startups.
So mainly startup, we all know they need money to scale up, for expansion, to make their product better. So Hub 71 facilitates you in everything.
Mm-hmm.
From if you're a pre-seed startup, you can go there and you can find people who can invest in your startup, in the idea that is. And if even if you're a good seed stage or Series A stage startup, you can go there and get access to a lot of facilities, workshops, trainings, anything you can think related to startups, Hub 71 in Abu Dhabi has it.
Yes.
So out of the 21 startups, they all came to cohort 15.
Mm-hmm.
That's the interesting part. And out of nearly 1,100 1,228 applicants.
Mm-hmm.
These 21
so
startups were selected.
It's pretty competitive. I mean, out of 12,228 applicants, 21 were selected for cohort 15.
And out of the 21, 17 startups are from the international market. So they're not local startups,
mm-hmm.
they're international startups who chose Abu Dhabi's Hub 71 for the facilities. Again, all the access to VC funding and the workshops and skill development, startup help that you need.
Yeah, I mean, this just tells you that Abu Dhabi is quickly becoming an amazing hub for startups to come to and set up their businesses and everything.
Yeah. And across the 15 cohorts, they have now a total of 243 ventures or startups that are part of Hub 71 now. So that's a long list and it's continuously growing. It's not just like they've done 250 and they're
mm-hmm.
like, okay, we're fine with it. As more startups coming, as more applications coming, they will keep increasing it.
Mm-hmm.
So they're trying to create a whole global tech ecosystem, not only a regional, a global tech ecosystem where anyone from any country, to be honest, can come in and set up their office and do what they want to do, make
and
the product and not think about other
mm-hmm.
things.
And they do these cohorts every year, don't they?
Yeah,
so if you have a startup and this spikes your interest, you can always attempt to join their cohort, hopefully in the coming years.
And what I read was that the startups in cohort 15, they have recently, like all of them, the 21 startups that became part of cohort 21, combined they've raised $134.9 million in funding. So combined, they're getting 2 million, 3 million, 4 million at pre-seed stage. At seed stage, they're getting 5 and 10 million. So again, millions,
mm-hmm.
dollars, good start. One more thing that I saw, a few startups that they listed were, one of them was Epibone, a US-based health tech company that has raised $43 million, that's around 158 million dirhams in funding. There's Partana Oasis, it's a material science company that makes carbon negative concrete. Good. And was co-founded by NBA legend Rick Fox, and that has raised $26 million. Apart from that, they have also a climate tech startup. And then there is a UK-based Green Gauge startup, Green Gauge the name, that offers Web3 fintech solutions for small and medium enterprises and family offices. And that has raised $10 million. So all these startups have become a part of Hub 71 mm-hmm. in Abu Dhabi. Abu Dhabi, we've talked about it yesterday also. Leon Black is coming to Abu Dhabi, one of the big hedge fund founders. Yesterday we talked about Monks, mm-hmm. Martin Sorrell, who is a British advertising giant. His company, 24, has Monks as the biggest advertising agency, one of the biggest advertising agencies in the region. He's moving to Abu Dhabi. He's moving to Saudi Arabia.
Oh, yeah. But he was in Dubai.
But a lot of things are happening in Abu Dhabi. Oh, sorry.
Important person moving to Abu Dhabi, his family office, the first international family office.
PGIM, I was about to talk about them. They have $1.4 trillion of assets under management. Oh. That's a very big number. They have recently opened office, their first Middle East office, and they chose Abu Dhabi's global market, ADGM, for it. So a lot of things are coming to Abu Dhabi now. Mm-hmm. We've seen that the shift is from Dubai to Abu Dhabi.
Right.
I guess because of the traffic in Dubai.
Yeah, it's quickly becoming a global tech hub, a startup hub, just a hub.
Hub for everything.
For a business hub.
So it's good that Dubai has a well-established base now, and people are now choosing Abu Dhabi because of, again, less traffic, just kidding. But Abu Dhabi is becoming big. The reasons that I can think of, because we read a lot of these stories every day, and everyone is saying that the ease of doing business in these setups, like in Dubai, in Abu Dhabi, in all the Emirates, but Abu Dhabi and Dubai are considered the main business hubs in the UAE.
Yeah, that so and
the
also
ease of doing business.
The ease of doing business as well as the regulatory framework surrounding these two Emirates.
So the laws are not complicated. They're very simple. The process from setting up the company until running the company, it's very streamlined. A lot of things are online, digital. You don't need any paperwork or any signings, or you don't have to go through the whole complicated bureaucratic process. It's just online. Just go, give your documents, they'll check it. Within some days, they'll verify, and company set up. So that ease of doing business has been common across all companies. Whenever you read a press release, whenever you read a story, everyone always
Same
points
reasons.
Out ease of doing business.
Right.
So that is one of the reasons everyone is moving here.
Mm-hmm. Moving on to our third story of the day, Majid Al-Futnaim launches Auda Returnship Program to help Emirati women come back after a long career break. This is a great initiative by Majid Al-Futnaim. So this comes ahead of the Ru'ya Career Fair, which is an Emirati career fair, so it happens every single year, and it's going to be on September 24th to 26th in Dubai World Trade Center to help Emiratis in general. But this Auda Returnship Program by Majid Al-Futnaim will help women after a long break from career by giving them a series of workshops and having talks with professionals and mentorship programs. And this is a super amazing initiative. I mean, it makes me happy because there is always this balance between work life and family life, I believe, for Emirati women. So whenever you take a break, it might be difficult to get back into that work mentality. So with this program, it'll help them to kind of go through a series of these initiatives in the program to get back comfortably into the office space or into work in general, basically.
So the program comes on the basis of UAE's NAFIS program, which we've talked about earlier as well. NAFIS program basically focuses on efforts to bring more UAE nationals into private sector. So more UAE nationals, men are already there. As Hind said, women face a lot of problems when it comes to starting a family life. Mm-hmm. Usually after they give birth, they take breaks. Not willingly, most probably, because pregnancy is a lot difficult.
It's
so
a full-time job.
Yeah, it's a full-time job taking care of kids. So usually they take breaks, but bringing them back into the workforce if they want to. Obviously, if you're a career woman, you've worked in the industry, you crave for that feeling, I guess. Mm-hmm. And this is a good program because it also focuses on skill development. It's not just that you'll talk to five entrepreneurs and be like, okay, you went back, so you did this.
Yeah.
Skill development will be like, the modern technology that we're using.
Yeah, so the women will be actively involved with this program to actually become well-equipped.
Yeah.
So
when they come back to the workforce, they don't feel like they're still 10 years behind
right.
in their skills.
Yeah.
New skills, working in the new environment, how the people are. So people skills, technical skills, work skills, everything, all kinds of skills development program is there. So very good initiative, to mm-hmm. be honest, to bring the Emirati women back into the workforce and eventually contribute to the NAFIS program.
Mm-hmm. So the AUDA program will offer a structured six-part schedule, which will feature intensive skill development workshops, practical rotational assignments in key areas like human capital, marketing, finance, and IT, so all these different sectors. Also, personalized mentorship and networking yes. opportunities. So it's not just a workshop you attend. It's actually personalized, catered to the Emirati woman to actually make sure that she gets all the resources she needs.
So Viviana Albero, Chief Human Capital Officer at Majid Al-Futtaim, I would read her comment. It's very interesting. Good words from her. As a proud Emirati company, Majid Al-Futtaim is a very homegrown business. It started in 1992. So Majid Al-Futtaim's commitment to fostering diversity and inclusion and creating meaningful career opportunities for local talent has been a constant throughout its history. Today, that commitment has enabled Majid Al-Futtaim to reach 11% Emiratization across the group. So however many people they have in the group, 11% of them are Emirati. So mm-hmm. that's a good number. Of which 70% are women working at every level of the organization.
That's incredible.
Yeah, so out of the 11% workforce, which is Emirati, 70%
that's
are women
majority.
In Majid Al-Futtaim.
Yeah.
So that's a good initiative, and maybe that is why this idea also came.
Mm-hmm.
Because women, supporting women is always good, and they are doing that. And Majid Al-Futtaim is playing its role.
Yeah.
The rest of the statement says, in support of the UAE's mission to create Emirati representation in the private sector and the Ministry of Human Resources and Emiratization's NAFIS goals, we are delighted to launch our AUDA Returnship Program for the empowering Emirati women by equipping them with all the essential skills, knowledge, and practical experience needed to confidently re-enter the workforce. That's mm-hmm. the statement by Viviana Albero, Chief Human Capital Officer. And the very good number is 11%,
mm-hmm.
the whole company.
Yeah.
So if they have 1,000 people, I guess 110 people are Emiratis.
Mm-hmm.
And out of 110, if 70% are women, it's like 80-90 women working in Majid Al-Futtaim, Emirati women,
yep.
already.
Another thing I want to add, it's not just a long maybe break because of building a family or anything like that. It could be because maybe somebody wants to pursue their academia, higher studies. So I'm saying this because this is a personal issue to me, because I always have doubts about going into higher academia and then coming back to work. So this makes me feel secure and also confident that in the future I'll have a program to look forward to to get back into work.
Nearly every degree, the shortest one, I guess, master's also takes 2 years to complete. Nearly 2 years, and if you're going for a PhD, that takes like 4 or 5 years.
It depends on the field, but yeah.
But obviously, if you're going for studies, if you're taking a break to like go for higher studies, you can always come back through these programs, and it's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Moving on to our final story of the day, Etihad Airways eyes IPO by 2025. A lot of companies are looking for IPOs to go to move public. And they're planning, Etihad Airways is planning to launch an IPO no earlier than 2025. And they're aiming to become the first major Gulf airline to go public. And this decision follows a strong 2024 financial performance. We discussed that in the show a month prior, I believe.
Yeah.
And also, they're also considering the geopolitical tensions. So that's another reason.
They've delayed it a little to 2025.
Mm-hmm.
And main thing is that IPO is expected to attract investors by showcasing robust financials. So this year, we've seen that a lot of flight delays happened, a lot of flight cancellations happened, not only by Gulf Airlines across the globe mm-hmm. because of the tensions going on in the Middle East with the war, there are signs of war breaking out, Lebanon, Israel, right now, the Gaza conflict that is happening, everything saw a little bit decrease in air traffic. So that is why they want to show stronger numbers before they go for IPO, so they can get a higher share price. Mm-hmm. So that is why they've delayed it a little. What else is there that Emirates is also planning it? There are reports that Emirates, which is a Dubai-based, it's a UAE. There are only two flag carriers from the UAE, Emirates and Etihad.
And the flight Dubai is the...
Yeah, one budget. Is based in Abu Dhabi and one is based in Dubai. So they have a very good competition going on mm-hmm. between them. So Emirates is also trying to go for an IPO. There is no clear date about it, but the CEO just said that they are planning it. Apart from that, in the region, Flynas is also looking for an IPO, which is a budget airline from Saudi Arabia. Mm-hmm. So all this news is coming in, but let's see who wins the race to become the first Gulf airline to go for an IPO. And Etihad right now has delayed their program a little. It was supposed to, they were thinking about it this year, but we've seen a lot of air traffic being reduced in the region, not coming in, but to other regions. Mm-hmm. It has
but
reduced.
Even then, we did a report on Dubai airports being filled to the brim. I mean, this year they saw the largest number of passengers coming in.
Every year they break records, passenger records, flight records.
Yeah, and this is
Etihad also showed a lot of growth in their half-yearly report. We recently did all the half-yearly reports for a lot of companies which are UAE-based or Middle East-based. And Etihad Airways was one of them. Mm. They showed a lot of profit as well. But again, why not try get a better share price? Right now, if, for example, not giving a number, there's no number, official number, just giving an example. For example, if one share goes for 95 dirhams, next year, maybe when the conflict ended, hopefully it ends, so they can get 120 or 130. Mm. So they're going for the biggest number that they can get out of it. So they're building up to that for in 2025.
And the sovereign wealth fund owner, ADQ, aims to capitalize on Etihad's growth under its Journey 2030 strategy to strengthen Abu Dhabi's position as a global travel hub. We just talked about Abu Dhabi being a business hub. Now it's they're looking to bring more travelers and more tourism in the Emirates.
Usually we see that Dubai is like the epicenter of everything mm-hmm. for travel and tourism.
Yes.
But Abu Dhabi is also bringing a lot of things. I'm going to Abu Dhabi next week to visit a few places. The Louvre is there. Mm-hmm. They have the...
They're opening the Guggenheim Museum.
They're opening the Guggenheim Museum.
And the National Museum.
The Yas Island is like a attraction for all the tourists mm-hmm. who come to Abu Dhabi. There's Warner Brothers. There's everything there.
SeaWorld
event is one of the greatest additions to the UAE, I think. Before that, we had Dubai Safari Park in Dubai, which was like the biggest in terms of land area covered. We had Dubai Mall Aquarium. Mm-hmm. We had small things, but this SeaWorld is one. It's SeaWorld's biggest property in the world right now. There is one in America.
In Orlando, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. but this one is the biggest in terms of area covered. Mm-hmm. I went into the, what's that called? The train?
The entrance, right?
The ride. Very scary, so sit on it if you but think you have a big heart.
Yeah. It is a large.
Yeah, my soul was like 2 seconds behind. So, yeah, and it's one of the biggest, like longest rides as well.
Oh, so, yeah, okay.
A lot of things are happening in Abu Dhabi and they're trying to attract tourists for that. So hopefully, let's see, mm-hmm. everything goes according to plan. Abu Dhabi will be the next Dubai.
Okay.
So, okay. We discussed a lot of things. Dubai Taxi, you can now book it through using WhatsApp. Just summarizing all the stories that we did. Podio, which is a Lebanese-born podcast platform, which we are also on. Smashy Business Show is there also. You can listen to them across all taxis in the UAE. Whenever you see a screen, open Podio and listen to us or listen to any other podcast, whichever you think is good for you. We talked about Etihad Airways IPO. They're eyeing it in 2025. Hub 71 has welcomed 21 new startups. And Majid Al Futtaim, a homegrown conglomerate for everything nearly, they have launched the Auda program to bring Emirati women back into the workforce after they've taken a long break. Any reason, they now can join the Majid Al Futtaim program, which is happening at the Ruya event at the end of September.
So that the career fair will provide more information.
You will go there and you can get access to a lot of skill
development. But it's important to note it's mainly for Emiratis. So
yeah, Emirati women are the main target.
And the Ruya career fair
and
is targeted.
And Ruya career fair is mostly for Emiratis,
yes,
right?
Yes, it targets Emiratis.
Yeah. So it's a career fair for Emiratis, and Emirati women can go there, take help from Majid Al Futtaim's program. where they can develop their skills and become better and get updates of whatever is happening in the industry and join the private industry.
So we had a lot of news to talk about today. So if you missed anything, you can always find us on all the streaming platforms like Anghami, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. You can also find us on all the social media platforms like TikTok, Instagram, X, Facebook, and YouTube. We have a daily newsletter that comes out at 6:30 a.m. every morning. So make sure to check that out for all the information we talk about here, plus additional information on markets and any videos we did on our platforms. So thank you so much for joining us on the Smashy Business Show, a Smashy Business production, part of the Gusus Media Podcast Network. We'll see you on Monday.